Banner. Live. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, here tonight on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And yes, indeed, we have the hour together, and we have the hour together every night, Monday through Friday, right now, from 10 to 11 Central Time. And, of course, those of you on East Coast time, 11 to 12 midnight. And, of course, you know the rest of the country, right? The West Coast and the Pacific Coast, Mountain Time, you name it, we're there. Well, tonight and tomorrow night, because of the time of year that we find ourselves in, we are going to commemorate the Pearl Harbor story, the story within the story. Tomorrow, December 7th, is that day when Mr. Roosevelt announced to the nation that America was attacked deliberately and capriciously by the Empire of Japan. And, of course, it was a, quote, sneak attack. Well, we'll dispel those myths tonight and tomorrow night with a man who is the, he's the grandson, and he's the oldest living grandson of Admiral Husband Kimmel, who was at Pearl Harbor along with General Walter Short, two men who took the rap for the attack at Pearl Harbor. They were left completely in the dark, and they were the commanders there on the scene at Pearl Harbor. And it's a long story, but we're going to try to simplify it tonight and tomorrow night with more declassified information from our upcoming guest in just a few moments. Do we have him on the line yet, Manny? Okay, all right. Well, we will have him on in just a few moments, Tom Kimmel. And Tom has quite a long record of service, distinguished service, his entire family in the government, military service, he himself in naval operations, naval intelligence, and in the FBI for 25 years. He spent with the Bureau, and now he also has newly declassified information of J. Edgar Hoover and the FBI's involvement in the Pearl Harbor debacle, and what they knew and when they knew it, and exactly what took place. But anyway, he's on the line now. Let me say hello to him first off before we take the first break in just a moment. And a good evening to you, Tom Kimmel.
Hey, Rick. Nice to hear from you again.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to have you here each and every year at this time. I just told my audience a little bit about you and your background in military government, military career and intelligence and the Navy and the FBI and all of that, and how you, of course, are the oldest living grandson of Admiral Husband Kimmel. And so that is quite a record of distinguished service. And I guess your family goes back way back to, maybe to the Revolutionary War, but at least to the Civil War, I guess, right?
Oh, it definitely goes back to the Revolutionary War. As a matter of fact, my fourth great grandfather, Herman Husband, has been accused of starting the Revolutionary War.
Oh, my.
He actually was the leader of the group rebelling against the king in Alamance, North Carolina. And in 1771, they had a big battle there. And
wow.
The leader of the group was my fourth great-grandfather.
Isn't that something? I might have known, and here you are tonight, Tom Kimmel, carrying on that legacy. All right, Tom, we got our quick break. We'll be back to talk to you and the Pearl Harbor story, the story within the story, tonight and tomorrow night on the program with Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio, here on republicbroadcasting.org.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000-plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
All right, we're back to begin the program with Tom Kimmel. And Tom Kimmel is here tonight and tomorrow night, by the way, December 7th, that fateful day. Tom, of course, is personally interested because of his granddad, who, of course, along with General Short, were blamed for the Pearl Harbor so-called sneak attack. And, well, Tom, I'm going to let you take the time now to tell our listeners, and many of them are new listeners, exactly your interest in how you and your grandfather, before his death, were able to start putting the pieces of the puzzle together through information coming from people like Lawrence Safford and Naval Intelligence and declassified files of the federal government itself. Go right ahead, Tom.
All right, well, I'll try and do my best here,
Surely.
Rick, and I appreciate very much the opportunity. Maybe the best way to start would be to try to answer the Joint Congressional Committee's one paramount question, as they called it. And, of course, the Joint Congressional Committee was the granddaddy of the investigations into the Pearl Harbor attack.
Mm-hmm.
It was the ninth investigation into the Pearl Harbor attack. It encompassed 6 months over 1945 and 1946. The one paramount question, as they call it, was as follows. Why, with some of the finest intelligence available in our history, with the almost certain knowledge that war was at hand, with plans that contemplated the precise type of attack that was executed by Japan on the morning of December 7, 1941, And, of course, here's the key question. Why was it possible for a Pearl Harbor to occur? There have been 10 official investigations of the Pearl Harbor attack, all really trying to answer that one paramount question. Mm-hmm. Why was it possible for a Pearl Harbor to occur? Well, we try to answer that. I think the best answer ever given was by Admiral Kimmel's successor at Pearl Harbor, the famous Admiral Chester Nimitz.
Yes.
There have been exactly 5 five-star admirals, that would be fleet admirals, in the history of the United States Navy. Of course, Admiral Nimitz was one of them. Admiral Nimitz came out with what I call the apposite explanation of why was it possible for a Pearl Harbor to occur. And his famous quotation is, Admiral Kimmel had been given no information which would justify interrupting a very urgent training program. Mm-hmm. Now, this comes from a man obviously in a position to know. This is not some speculating amateur historian. This is the man who was required to do the job. And, of course, he did do the job. Nimitz, I studied under Nimitz in a very real sense when I was at the Naval Academy in 1962, 3, 4, and 5. We studied naval history. Our textbook was written by Admiral Nimitz and the leading naval historian at the time, E.B. Potter. It was called Sea Power. There are some remarkable insights in Sea Power, which I understand they don't study there anymore. I hope I'm wrong in that regard. But at any rate, back to Nimitz's quote in that book, he says it is the duty of every person interested in the national defense to read and understand such a book as Sea Power.
Mm-hmm.
Otter goes on in the book to say every page of Sea Power reflects the influence of Admiral Nimitz. And then this beauty is laid out in the book. It was Admiral Nimitz chiefly who steered the civilian writers away from the pitfalls of amateur military analysis. And then, of course, the famous quote that I just gave you on page 650 of the book. This is my textbook at the Naval Academy. Admiral Kimmel had been given no information which would justify interrupting a very urgent training program. Okay, we're still trying to answer this question. How was it possible for Pearl Harbor to occur? Well, we've heard the best answer that I've ever heard, and that was from Admiral Kimmel's successor, Admiral Nimitz. How about Admiral Kimmel's predecessor, Admiral J.O. Richardson?
J.O. Richardson, yeah.
This is the man that Admiral Kimmel relieved.
Mm-hmm.
He relieved Richardson summarily, and to his great astonishment, to both the astonishment of Richardson and Kimmel, because Admiral Richardson was so strident in his demands to move the fleet from Hawaii back to the West Coast,
mm-hmm.
where all war planning had assumed the fleet would be, because there was not sufficient provisions right. at Pearl Harbor to sustain the fleet in any kind of an adequate way.
Mm-hmm.
So said Admiral Richardson.
That's
and he
right.
said this with such strong terms to the President of the United States,
uh-huh.
Franklin D. Roosevelt. He flew all the way back to Washington, D.C. to make his case, or try to make his case. He upset the President of the United States mm-hmm. to the point where President Roosevelt summarily fired Admiral mm-hmm. Richardson
mm-hmm.
and replaced him with my grandfather.
Yes.
To my grandfather's amazement. So now my grandfather takes over the job. Admiral Richardson, writing years later, and indeed writing after he deceases, I should say not writing after he deceases, releasing his writing after he deceases, and this is in 1973. Keep in mind, Admiral Kimmel deceased in 1968. The reason Admiral Richardson's book, which had been completed long before, was not even released until 1973 is because Admiral Richardson was so critical of his very good friend, the Chief of Naval Operations, Admiral Stark. So he put out orders, Admiral Richardson, put out orders not to release his book until after Admiral Stark deceased.
Mm-hmm.
Admiral Stark deceases in 1972. Out comes the book in 1973, where Richardson lays out his reasons why he thinks a Pearl Harbor was able to occur. And that answer is the subordinates in a military organization cannot stand with their arms raised in protective alertness forever. some superior has to ring a bell that moves the subordinate to the center of the ring. That bell was never rung by Kimmel's superiors in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now we're going for a third answer here, and this is where you got to love the British, because they weigh in and they lay it out without any sugar coating. Captain Russell Grenfell of the Royal Navy, he provided an answer. How was a Pearl Harbor able to occur? His answer was that no reasonably informed person can now believe that Japan made a surprise attack on the United States. The attack was not only fully expected, but it was actually desired. It is beyond doubt that President Roosevelt wanted to get his country into the war. Japan was meant by the American president to attack the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, my favorite comes from Winston Churchill himself. Winston Churchill famously said, "There are many kinds of maneuvers in war, some only of which take place on the battlefield."
Yes.
"A maneuver which brings an ally into the field is as serviceable as that which wins a great battle." And, of course, I think that just about says all you need to know. Incidentally, we have a brand new resolution in support of the advancement of Admiral Kimmel and General Short on the retired list, mm-hmm. which I just received a couple of days ago. This comes from Naval Air Task Group 1 Association, which I am delighted and honored to now incorporate in my presentations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in 1989, then Secretary of Defense, Dick Cheney,
mm-hmm.
counseled a constituent of his from Wyoming, and
right.
of course Cheney's from Wyoming.
Yes,
he counseled a constituent who had inquired as to why Secretary Cheney what he was going to do for Admiral Kimmel, and Cheney came back in a letter which we have, and he said, "Well, if the Kimmels are serious about advancing Admiral Kimmel and General Short posthumously on the retired list, they should do four things.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing that they should do is get the specific recommendation of the Pearl Harbor Survivors Association. They should also get the specific recommendation of the longest tenured serving Chief of Naval Operations, the famous Admiral Burke, Arleigh Burke."
Yes.
"They should also get the voices of the times," is the way he put it. In other words, the admirals who were existant and knowledgeable about the situation. They
mm-hmm.
should get them to endorse this matter in writing. And finally, after you've done all of that, the Kimmel should get the United States Senate to endorse all of this.
Yes.
Well, this set my dad and my uncle, who are both now deceased, on quite a hoop-jumping exercise,
mm-hmm.
and they got all of these things that then-Secretary of Defense Cheney counseled that we should get, and a whole lot more. The voices of the times and these appropriate resolutions from various institutions and knowledgeable people continues to this day. As I just told you, we got one here from this Naval Air Task Group 1 Association. We've gotten these resolutions of support in writing from the Veterans of Foreign Wars, from the Naval Academy Alumni Association, from my United States Naval Academy class, I'm delighted to report. We've also gotten it from 38 admirals. 35 of them are four-star admirals. Six of them are former chiefs of naval operations. Two of them are former chairmen of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. One is the former director of Central Intelligence. As you can see, we have some extraordinary support, but we still, and of course the United States Senate, not just the, well, I shouldn't
right.
say just the United States Senate, we have the entire United States Congress who's signed up for this resolution, support of it, and turned it into law
mm-hmm.
in October of 2000 in the Armed Services Defense Authorization Bill for fiscal year 2001, there's a special section of the law
mm-hmm.
Which calls for the President of the United States to make this advancement. Again, that's been elevated into law,
and
which
yet,
was signed by President Clinton on October 30th, 2000.
And yet, we'll find out what happened after that. All of the requirements were met, but we'll return with Tom Kimmel, our guest from the Pearl Harbor story He's the grandson of Admiral Kimmel. We'll be back with more right here on the Rick Adams Program.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
And yes, indeed. Hey, join the solution. Have you been wanting solar power at your home? Well, finally, there's an affordable solar. Take back your power, produce your own energy, and keep the savings. No rate increases, no equipment to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries. Visit www.jointhesolution.com or call 866-276-3975. Visit them at www.join-the-solution.com or call 866-276-3975. Right here on the RepublicBroadcastingNetwork.org. Support Republic as well. I'm talking with Tom Kimmel, and Tom Kimmel, you just said something interesting that then-Vice President Dick Cheney decided to lay down. Now, I don't know how that came about, that you had to go to the Defense Department, I guess, first of all, to do this, right? And then he laid down, was it arbitrarily, or were these the rules and regulations to manage to get Admiral Kimmel and General Short retired from the service?
Well, actually, what he was doing is, this is what Secretary of Defense Cheney was doing.
Mm-hmm.
1989, he was responding to a constituent of his in Wyoming who inquired of him what he was doing for Admiral Kimmel and General Short.
Mm-hmm.
And in order to satisfy the constituent, he went into this long discussion about what the Kimmel family should do if they're really serious about advancing this initiative.
If they were really
Kimmel serious. Kimmel short on the retired list.
Yeah.
So we got our hands on that. I say we, my dad, my uncle, got their hands on it and said, well, if this is what it takes, this is what we'll do. So they started in. My dad was a career naval officer, and, of course, he knew all kinds of naval officers.
Mm-hmm.
My uncle was a lawyer. So they put their two skills together, and they went around, marched around, and got the leadership of the Navy at that time, and who's a veritable who's who of the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, six former chiefs of naval operations signed up for this thing. Mm-hmm. It was an extraordinary demonstration of support for this initiative. The Senate, the Pearl Harbor Survivors Association, you know, I should back up slightly because this whole initiative is not a Kimmel family initiative. At least that's not the genesis of it.
Mm-hmm.
The genesis of it actually goes back to 1984. When the head of the Pearl Harbor Survivors Association, the president then, was Alex Cobb, he called up my uncle and my dad and mm-hmm. requested a meeting at Grossinger's Restaurant in New York, upstate New York.
Yep.
They went to Grossinger's, sat down with Alex Cobb, and Alex Cobb explained to them that the Pearl Harbor Survivors Association were tired of the besmirching of their commanders, and they wanted to do what they could to rehabilitate their commanders.
Mm-hmm.
And with my uncle and my dad, the only surviving sons of Admiral Kimmel, because Admiral Kimmel's oldest son was, of course, killed in the war. He was the commanding officer of the submarine Robolo, which was lost with all hands. Nothing was ever recovered, so nobody really knows what happened. But it was believed to have been lost in the Balabac Straits in the Philippines. They think it ran into a mine, although nobody really knows. At any rate, the two surviving sons, my uncle and my dad, looked at each other after this request from Alex Cobb to assist the Pearl Harbor Survivors Association in restoring the honor and reputation of the commanders at Pearl Harbor, my grandfather and General Short. They looked at each other and said, my goodness, if the people most affected by the Pearl Harbor attack want us to assist them in doing this, who are we to do anything but to say yes and do what we can?
Sure.
Sure. Where it started. It started with the Pearl Harbor Survivors Association. It
and,
continues
this
to amaze me that the politicians effectively thumb their nose at the Pearl Harbor Survivors,
mm-hmm.
the group generally associated with the Greatest Generation. I just can't imagine politically this is a savvy thing to do.
Uh-huh.
Continue to do it, and it just amazes me.
Well, I guess I should say I know better now, you know, knowing how politically correct they all wish to be in terms of this mantra of how great the war was. And now we find out, you know, that the tragedy was the enslavement of much of the world, just as it was planned from the beginning. And Churchill, you know, you mentioned Churchill earlier, and the British were feeding the American government so much disinformation and false reports. And Joe Persico, in his book, The Secret War, Roosevelt's Secret War, is a fascinating book to look up.
Yeah,
that
sure
was just recently published.
That information wasn't even made public in any way until 1963.
Right.
When H. Montgomery Hyde, another Britisher, in the remarkable book Room 3603, exposed for the first time how British intelligence working out of Rockefeller Center.
Mm-hmm.
With the great blessing of President Roosevelt, effectively steered the United States into the war.
Absolutely.
Which, of course, is precisely what the British should do. It was the duty of Winston Churchill to do what he could to get the United States into the war, and he was remarkably successful.
Uh-huh. At any cost, yes, at all costs, right. And, of course, the fact is, when we return from this break, I'd like to get you to tell us now regarding Mr. Cheney, then Secretary of the Defense Department, what his response was when all of these conditions were met. All righty?
Okay.
We'll do that. Tom Kimmel, our guest, right here on Uncensored Radio Free America, with yours truly, Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, on this eve of the anniversary of the Pearl Harbor attack. We shall return with more.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny "Did you rob BillGates.com" ads. So let's get serious for a moment. Did you rob BillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want? What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. Did you rob BillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
What have you done? Thousands of years of building and rebuilding, creating and recreating so you can let it crumble to dust. A million years, the sensitive men dying for their dreams. For what? So you can swim and dance and play.
Alrighty, enough playing out there. Ladies and gentlemen, now we got to get to the history books here, as we're doing with Tom Kimmel. And Tom, that question returns again. After all we know, the thumbnail sketch of history you've provided, that Pearl Harbor was no, sneak attack, and the fact is that your granddad and of course General Short as well were deliberately kept in the dark, as we shall see in the next program or so. What was the final response then of Dick Cheney, who is vice president now, but who at the time was secretary of the Department of Defense, to his constituents and to those who managed to meet those criteria?
Well, what he effectively said was that the uniform Navy doesn't support this.
Oh, my.
Which,
you're
of
kidding.
Course, just sent my uncle into the overhead, since he had just gotten the list of these 35 four-star admirals that I had referred to you before.
Yeah.
Naval Academy Alumni Association,
Goodness.
The Veterans of Foreign Wars and several others. I think we're up to some 20-plus institutional resolutions of support. Mm-hmm. At any rate, he effectively said that the Navy Department wasn't going to support it, and he didn't think it was wise to present it to the president if the Navy Department wasn't going to support it. I have an interesting little backup to that, which is new information, and you may find it of some interest.
Mm-hmm.
He had a supporter who recently deceased, unfortunately. He was 93. He just deceased a couple of months ago. Captain Vince Colon, a very interesting, dynamic fellow who was in charge of the Republican committee in Hendersonville, North Carolina. Captain Colon had been a longtime supporter of Admiral Kimmel because he was an enlisted signalman on the USS San Francisco Signal Bridge mm-hmm. when Admiral Kimmel was a rear admiral and head of the battle force.
Mm-hmm.
In those days, signal flags was primary means of communication. So Admiral Kimmel got to know this young signalman, Vince Colon, very well in 1939.
Mm-hmm.
Vince Colon liked Admiral Kimmel and carried the torch for Admiral Kimmel for a longer period of time than I have been alive. And it was just a great sadness that he deceased just a few months ago.
Mm.
But he went down fighting, as you might expect. He was also a Silver Star winner at Guadalcanal, I might add.
Uh-huh.
He got Karl Rove to come down and give a fundraiser speech for the Republican Committee in Hendersonville, North Carolina. And I have a photograph of Captain Colon and Karl Rove. At that meeting, Karl Rove said that Admiral Kimmel should not have been blamed for the attack on Pearl Harbor, which I found to be, of course, extraordinarily interesting coming from a man in Karl Rove's position so close to the President of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
That occurred in April of this year.
One of his more candid moments, too.
Shortly thereafter, he was out of office, so I don't know if there was a cause and effect there, but at any rate, I move on. In October, I'm trying to give you new information here.
Sure.
In October of this year,
mm-hmm.
One of the presidential candidates, Senator Joe Biden, a Democrat from Delaware, went through Rock Hill, South Carolina. Well, to go through Rock Hill, South Carolina, most of the political figures stopped by to see my cousin, Manning Kimmel, who owns some radio stations down there. And, of course, they need that sort of forum. At any rate, Joe Biden, who's long been a supporter of Admiral Kimmel, as a matter of fact, he was the one who helped sponsor the bill along with his Republican colleague in mm-hmm. Delaware, Senator Roth.
Right.
At any rate, Senator Biden came by and was given a particular DVD that my cousin Manning has put together. It's a five-minute DVD designed for the President of the United States. We are attempting to get it into the hands of the President of the United States. Joe Biden, Senator Biden, graciously agreed to do his best to get it into the hands of the President of the United States. And Senator Biden said that the Kimmel and Short matter is the most tragic injustice in American military history. So whatever else you may think of Democratic Joe Biden,
mm-hmm.
I think highly of him in that regard, to be sure.
Well, even a clock that's broken, you know, is right twice a day, as we like to say.
Well, I have some other new information. At least it was new to me. Actually, it came out in 1990. Remember former Secretary of State Dean Rusk?
Sure do.
The Kennedy administration.
Mm-hmm.
Well, in 1990, his son wrote a book, Richard Rusk, about his dad. It's called As I Saw It, Dean Rusk.
I remember. Yeah,
well, Dean Rusk is telling his son, and this is in the book at page 102, I might add, Dean Rusk was in Army G2, that's Army Intelligence, in Washington, D.C., prior to the attack. He was an intelligence officer. And he says in the book, shortly after President Roosevelt's announcement of the attack on Pearl Harbor, my own chief of Army Intelligence G2 in Washington, D.C., Colonel James Compton, came to me and said, Dean, this is Dean Rusk, the later Secretary of State, Dean, you might want to see this memo. It is very interesting. Take a good look at it because you won't see it again. All the copies are being gathered up and destroyed.
Uh-huh.
He gave me a memorandum prepared 5 days earlier by the Japanese section of G2, that's Army Intelligence in Washington, D.C., listing targets in the Pacific which the Japanese might attack. apparently Pearl Harbor was not on the list. But this is kind of the zinger of the line that Dean Rusk throws in there. He says, although G2, Army Intelligence in Washington, D.C., failed to anticipate the attack on Pearl Harbor by destroying this incriminating memo, it did anticipate the Roberts Commission of Investigation that followed.
Yeah, and they, by the way, I'm glad you mentioned the book, and he mentions the Roberts Commission. Well, talk about a put-up job. Now, Roosevelt commissioned this this commission right after the attack, I believe. How many days was it later?
Well, 11 days after the attack, they actually begin their deliberations. 10 days after the attack, Admiral Kimmel is fired and replaced. Nine days after the attack, President Roosevelt appoints a sitting Supreme Court Associate Justice, Owen Roberts, to conduct this investigation. So Roberts is tapped 9 days after the attack. Kimmel is fired 10 days after the attack. The investigation begins 11 days after
the attack.
They investigate for a grand total of 36 days. 47 days after the attack, Roberts writes a report, unredacted, finding Admiral Kimmel and General Short derelict in their duty, which really means abandonment of duty, derelict in their duty, and solely responsible for the success of the Japanese attack.
And yet, Tom, that that commission was told to investigate only the military aspects of the attack, right?
Only the military, and only in Hawaii, as it turned out.
And only in Hawaii.
In some detail, because it's brand new information, and I'm sure your listeners would be interested in this.
Oh, absolutely.
I found it fascinating and was barely able to contain myself. I only found out about this a short time ago. But I had two other points I wanted to make before I get to that, if I can.
Absolutely.
All right. The first one is a famous defector by the name of Vasily Matroykin, who wrote a book called The Sword and the Shield with Christopher Andrew, who's a professor at Cambridge University. He came out with this remarkable information that he smuggled out of Russia, out of the archives of the KGB.
He was a Soviet defector then.
He was an archivist for the KGB.
Okay.
So when the KGB collapsed in the early 1990s, he needed to make a living himself. So he smuggled out a treasure trove of KGB material.
Wow.
In the book, The Sword and the Shield, Matroykin makes the claim that the Soviets independently broke in to the Japanese purple traffic. I better back up and explain what that is. Anytime I talk about Pearl Harbor, I have to mention magic and a definition, because there's no way you can understand what happened at Pearl Harbor without knowing what magic is. So here's magic. Magic was a secret American code word for the decoding of Japanese diplomatic and spy communications prior to the Pearl Harbor attack and through the war.
Right.
The important part of it was prior to the Pearl Harbor attack. This information gave indications prior to the Pearl Harbor attack of the time of the Pearl Harbor attack, the place for the attack, the reason for the attack, and the deceit plan to cover the attack. None of this information was made available to Admiral Kimmel or to General Short, in spite of the fact that all of the information was made available to Admiral Hart, the commander-in-chief of the Asiatic Fleet for the United States in the Philippines, and to the commander of the American Army Forces in the Philippines, General MacArthur, and to the British. We gave this information to the British, but none of this was made available to Kimmel or Short. Well, now we're finding out that through the archivist, the KGB, who's a remarkably reliable source, and he's coming out with information to prove what he's saying, he is saying that the Soviets independently broke into the Japanese diplomatic traffic, which is codenamed Purple. And apparently that's in the book. Well, this is a very interesting development, new to me. But what is even more interesting and even newer to me is in a 2005 book written by Nigel West, that's a nom de plume of a British historian who writes for MI5 and MI6, he writes the Guy Liddell Diaries. Guy Liddell was the head of MI5. When you think of MI5, think of the FBI. It's the British FBI. Guy Liddell was the director of counter-espionage for MI5 prior to and all during World War II. he had a diary. Mm-hmm. That diary is now available. It was made available in 2005. I recently was made privy to the information. The diary entry for August 14th of 1941, okay, months before Pearl Harbor, is as follows. We discussed the question of, the British called it BJs. This is magic. BJ is a code name the British use for black jumbos.
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
is the same thing as magic. This is
sure.
magic diplomatic and spy communication, the Japanese
right.
spy communications, which, of course, the British had because we gave it to them.
Mm-hmm.
In the diary entry, he says, I, Guy Liddell, the director of counterespionage for MI5, tried to press home my point that it was essential for us to have as much information as we could obtain. Magic, I'm using that word, they use black jumbos, were especially valuable since the Japanese, expressed their innermost thoughts. Sure they did, and what they thought were secure communications. Now here's the zinger line. It was for this reason that I had suggested Anthony Blunt go down periodically to the Government Code and Cipher School and make notes. The Government Code and Cipher School is the same thing as NSA in this country.
Yes.
They do the decoding and deciphering and monitoring of foreign communications. They
mm-hmm.
were the ones who were breaking using magic. Anthony Blunt, Rick, is one of the famous Soviet spies in the British Empire.
Yeah, yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, too.
Yeah, he was the keeper of the Queen's pictures. All through the war and well prior to the war, he had been spying for the Soviets. Anthony Blunt clearly has access to magic, according to the Guy Liddell diary.
Fascinating, fascinating.
So the Soviets, if they weren't breaking magic, certainly knew that we were breaking magic and probably had a pretty good idea of what the take was as a consequence of that.
Now, this raises other questions, too, of course. The fact that we now know through the Venona intercepts that much of the Roosevelt administration was indeed basically Soviet-occupied territory. Harry Hopkins, his confidant, who made the statement, you can tax and tax, spend and spend, elect and elect. The people are too damn dumb to understand. People like Harry Dexter White and so forth. Now, given that the British intelligence were feeding Roosevelt this information, this disinformation about about the threat to South America from the Germans and so forth and so on, that never really was happening there, specific incidents that Persico brings out in his book that we just mentioned. Given that reality then, was it, in your investigations, Tom, was it then feasible that Churchill's government was also heavily infiltrated and being orchestrated, just as Roosevelt was, by Mr. Stalin's agents themselves?
Well, there isn't any doubt about that. We have the famous Burgess, McLean, Blunt, Philby, espionage ring, the Cambridge Five, as they call them. Which pretty much compromised everything that we had over here.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, this all led to the theft of the recipe for the atomic bomb, allowing the Soviets to obtain that remarkable weapon in a remarkably short period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Being a former FBI agent, I just stand in awe of the coverage that the Soviets had. Here you have the Weimark right there at Moscow, and yet they still have the wherewithal to steal the secrets of the atom bomb in New Mexico. That's just an unbelievable achievement from an espionage service. So
unbelievable is the key word here, incredible.
I just have to salute that. I did want to get this one
Sure, before the break, and we can wrap up when we come back and then continue this tomorrow night. And I've been holding calls off for that purpose so that we can get in as much tonight as we can. But go ahead, Tom.
All right. Well, I wanted to tell you that the latest information we had came in February 2007 from the acting Secretary of the Navy, William Navas, N-A-V-A-S, William A. Navas, Jr., he turned us down and said he cannot find any compelling reasons to disturb the findings of past review. He said he saw no reason to supplant the judgment made by Rear Admiral Kimmel's superiors. In other words, therefore, he's not going to be favorably recommend the relief that we are seeking, and that's the posthumous advancement of my grandfather and General Short.
Mm-hmm.
I say that that is a recent development. That's the recent official turndown. A much more recent development comes in May 2007, where the former director of the Office of Naval Intelligence, Admiral Tom Brooks, really answers Secretary Navis's turndown question. He can't find any compelling reason. Well, Admiral Tom Brooks certainly can find a compelling reason, and here it is. Chief of Staff Marshall, the head of the Army, Chief of Naval Operations Stark, the head of the Navy, Secretary of War Stimson, Secretary of the Navy Knox, and Secretary of State Cordell Hull, among others, very important, tried to cover up their mistakes with regard to the Pearl Harbor attack and to fix the blame on the Hawaiian commanders at the time of the attack. These are Admiral Kimmel's superiors.
Mm-hmm.
That Secretary Navis thinks are in such a good position to make their judgments. Admiral Brooks continues, senior Army and Navy officials committed perjury, suborned perjury, destroyed evidence, and intimidated witnesses. Testimony during the 9 investigations of the Pearl Harbor attack presents a sordid picture
of Washington
officials covering themselves at the expense of the 2 Pearl Harbor commanders.
All right. Hey, we'll be right back, Tom, to recapitulate that point and sum things up for tonight. Rick Adams with Tom Kimmel.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Can man control his destiny? Can he change the shape of things to come?
Well, we're going to try here. We've been trying now. 66 years later after Pearl Harbor. By the way, I just want to mention that in addition to Tom here tonight, Tom being on tomorrow night again, Tom Kimmel will be back to give us part two of the story within the story of Pearl Harbor. I will be on tomorrow night at 7 Central, 8 Eastern time on with old Gene Smith, our Bible Answer Man, the BibleTruthMan.com, on his radio program. We'll be discussing it there as well. And the purpose of exposing the biblical admonition to expose the unfruitful works of darkness and deception. And, of course, that is streaming audio, WWCR.com. Or on the shortwave channel, it is 5070. So I just thought I'd mention that for Gene Smith. Now, we're back to Tom Kimmel. Yes, Tom, you were just reading that treatise there about, again, this great deception and this, I mean, the number of people who were involved in this cover-up. And I guess you could say they were covering their butts, huh?
Well, the way the former director of the Office of Naval Intelligence, Admiral Tom Brooks, summed it up, he said, Kimmel and Short's seniors in Washington shared culpability and acted in a disgraceful fashion in their attempt to deflect all the blame.
Can you imagine that?
For this reason alone, a compelling case can be made to restore Kimmel and Short to their pre-war ranks. He wrote that in the number one, the leading naval trade magazine, Naval Institute of Proceedings, in May of this year. I'd be delighted to send a copy of this to any of your listeners who want to send me an email and request it. I'd be delighted to engage in that sort of activity. My email address, if you don't mind me giving it out.
Please do. Please do, Tom.
It's T. Kimmel. That's Tango Kimmel. T. Kimmel. At cfl.rr.com, CFL for Central Florida, RR for Roadrunner.com. I'll be delighted to send that out. If you want more information, I have a website. It's Pearl Harbor 911attacks.com. Pearl Harbor 911attacks.com. I'd be delighted to entertain any invitations to speak. This is what I do.
Absolutely.
And we speak on this subject.
We couldn't take calls because of the short time and the interruptions with the commercials, but tomorrow night we'll see if we can squeeze in a couple of calls as well. But people are fascinated with this topic, and I have used your video presentations on local cable access programs, and we have just scratched the surface. We really haven't even talked about so much more, and J. Edgar Hoover's role and the FBI, and oh my, tomorrow night we will get into that, Tom, I promise you.
Well, I was hoping to get in that tonight, but I can see that I'm going to need a little bit more time, but I'll
yes.
Do a little teaser line.
I wish we had 4 hours, but we will do it tomorrow night. We'll squeeze it in and give another thumbnail sketch of the treachery from the very top of echelons of our government leading up to World War II. So, anyway, I want to thank you tonight for being here, Tom, and staying up as late as you have, because I know you're on East Coast time, and being gracious to come on my program again.
Hey, my pleasure. You know, I love to do this.
I know you do, and God bless you for your great efforts, Tom. Tom Kimmel, we'll talk to you tomorrow night, same time, same network, the Republic Broadcasting Network. Have a good rest, Tom. We'll talk to you then.
Thanks, Rick.
All right. Good night now. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you've enjoyed it as much as I have, and it's not an enjoyable subject, to say the least. But now you can get a better picture of the tenor of our times and the lying, thieving, disgraceful, treasonous activities of the top leaders of governments of the world. Well, my goodness, thank God for Tom Kimmel and his integrity. We will do it tomorrow night. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Good night and God bless. With